You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们都到过海边。
We know we have all been to the beach.
我们也都在海边堆起过沙堆来过。
And we have built sandcastles before.
但是我们知道当海浪涨潮过来的时候。
We know that when it's high tide.
海浪每一次都会带走一些沙子。
Every time the wave will take away some sand.
不需要多久。
Before long.
我们所建造的那个沙堆就完全被摧毁了。
Our sandcastle will be destroyed.
因为我们的建造是建造在沙土上。
Because we built the castle on sand.
弟兄姊妹，在耶稣回来之前。
Before the Lord comes back.
所有神的儿女们在面临一场最严肃的征战。
Our children of God are facing this greatest challenge.
仇敌用各样世界上的诱惑。
Enemy is using all kinds of temptations.
还要摧毁我们这一生所有的建造和价值。
To destroy everything we have built in our life.
弟兄姊妹，什么力量能够让我们站住？能够来 against the tide.
So what power can enable us against the tide?
弟兄姊妹，波浪一波又一波的在我们的身上。
The wave attacks us wave by wave.
我们需要靠着主刚强站立。
We need to be strong by the Lord.
今天如果我们把我们的重点放在我们的周围的环境和遭遇上。
If we focus our eyes on our environment,
我们这一生不可能过一个得胜的一生。
We can never live a victorious life.
我们第一个要解决的是我们里面生命的问题。
So first, we have to solve this problem of our life.
如果我们没有恢复了跟神一个对的关系。
If we have not restored our relationship with the Lord.
如果我们没有照着神的话先来塑造一个健全的性格在我们的身上。
If we do not build a strong and healthy character by God's word,
我们很容易被这个世界就摧毁掉了。
We're easily destroyed by this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们今年从年初到现在一直讲一个主题，叫做稳行在高处。
So from the beginning of the year, I've been preaching this message to walk on the height steadily.
我们讲到基督徒三个重大的考验。
We mentioned that three.Challenges of Christian.
我们怎么样子脱离起起伏伏上上下下的生活而能够活得稳？
How can we live a stable life without ups and downs?
我们怎么样子能够脱离停顿不前而能够不断地往前行？
How can we keep progressing without staggering?
我们怎么样子能够脱离那个肤浅只为了今生眼见而生活，让我们能够活在高处，向高处而去？
How can we escape from superficiality and live on height?
所以这五个字里呢有三个字都提醒我们面临的挑战，弟兄姊妹。
So these are the challenges we're facing today.
怎么稳，怎么行，怎么高。
How can we be steady, how can we walk, and how can we be on height?
弟兄姊妹，健全的个性对我们过稳定的生活太重要了。
This is so important that we have healthy and strong character.
我们看到多少的年轻人他们彼此相爱。
We have seen so many young people, they love each other.
而在爱中他们进入了婚姻里面。
And in love, they enter into marriage.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们后来发现他们的婚姻并不快乐。
Then we will find they are not happy in their marriage.
不是他们人不好。
It's not because they are not good.
弟兄姊妹，也不是因为他们没有信主。
Or it's not because they are not Christians.
弟兄姊妹，很多年基督徒的婚姻都过得不好，因为我们的性格不够健全。
Even many Christians don't have happy marriage because they don't have healthy characters.
我们现在来不及做调查，也不好意思在孩子们面前调查。
I don't want to take statistics right now.
请所有在座的父母亲想一个问题。
But I ask all the parents to think of one thing.
你有没有想过，你给你的儿女们留下最珍贵的产业是什么？
Have you ever thought about what's the most important inheritance that you're leaving to your children.
孩子们不要看爸爸妈妈啊，我也问孩子们一个问题。
I also want to ask you, children.
你们最希望从爸爸妈妈得到的产业是什么？
What is the most important inheritance that you want to receive from your parents?
没有更小的孩子，所以没有人会讲 Nintendo 64。
I hope nobody will say Nintendo 64。
可能是大一点的就会说 sport car， 对不对？一个跑车。
Or maybe some will say sports car。
或者爸爸妈妈现在住的房子我就够了。
Or maybe I want to inherit your house right now。
弟兄姊妹，在我个人的体会里面
，According to my feeling，
没有一个产业给孩子们，当然我们除了就是讲主以外，我们说一个健全的性格这么重要的。
No inheritance is more important than a healthy character.
我们需要培养他们善良的性情。
We want to make a, we want them to have good virtue.
我们要培养他们负责任的态度。
That they are responsible.
我们要培养他们怎么样面对压力，有一个稳定的态度。
So how they can face stress with stable condition.
所以为什么我们第一次讲到面对忧虑？
So the, that's why first we mentioned how to face worry.
我们要培养他们受到伤害的时候，遭受打击的时候，他们怎么样子可以站住？所以我们讲的面对忧伤。
We want to build them up so that they know how to face sorrows.
我们也要教导他们怎么样面对失败和挫折，能够从失败中站起来。
We also want to teach them how to face failures so that they can stand up again when they fall.
所以我们讲的面对失败。
So we talk about how to face failures.
我们也要教导他们怎么样面对人生的这个苦难和试炼。
And we also want to teach them how to face tribulation and difficulties.
因为这个世界是一个蛮有苦难的世界。
Because this world is filled with tribulation.
他们活在温室里面的时候，他们不了解这些东西。
They will never figure it out when they live in a greenhouse.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲到面临试探。
And today we want to talk about how to face temptation.
因为整个世界今天圣经上说伏在恶者的手上。
Because the Bible tells us the world is lying under the hands of the evil one.
撒旦用各样的试探在这里做一件事情。
And Satan is doing one thing with all sorts of temptations.
他要摧毁我们这个人。
To destroy us.
要叫我们丧失这个人受造的尊贵价值。
So that we will no longer be valuable.
让我们这一生活着完全只为着自己。
So that we only live a selfish life.
为着自己的享受。
That we live for our own enjoyment.
为着自己的快乐。
For our own happiness.
为着自己的需要。
For our own needs.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们放眼看去，整个世代都是朝着自己为中心而去走。
Look around, the whole world is self-centered.
所以我们怎么样子面对试探？
So how do we face temptation?
如果我们不知道何以成熟的处理试探的话，
If we do not know how to maturely handle temptation,
我们早晚一天被仇敌打倒的。
We will be defeated one day.
啊，不要说早晚一天，我们天天可能都活在软弱失败的里面。
It might not be later, it might be every day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要靠着主的恩典，我们来看怎么样子面对试探。
So by the Lord's grace, we want to look at how we can face temptation today.
每一天都有试探。
There's temptation every day.
每一个人都有试探。
And there's temptation around everyone.
而圣经上说过，主耶稣也曾经凡事受过试探，说到在每一件事上，仇敌都可以拿来试探我们。
So the Bible tells us that even Jesus was tempted in everything.
有一个牧师，有一次他跟一个 professional 的一个职业棒球队的一个弟兄聊天的时候，
one time a pastor was having a talk with a professional baseball player.
他在口中才知道啊，他说他们每一次打球，这个职业棒球队打球赛的时候，
then he found out that every time those professional teams play games,
每一个打击者在他站上球台上之前，
every player before he went on to the to the home base,
这个人所有的资料对方全部收集得清清楚楚。
Everything about this player is being collected, all the information is being collected by the opposing team.
他的打击率有多少，
like the batting percentage,
他跑得快不快，
and the speed of his running,
这个人是专长打这个变化球还是下坠球，
and his specialties is if he plays change ups or sinkers.
这个人面对压力的时候，他处理压力的这个程度能力如何，他们全部收集得清清楚楚。
And how he can handle stress, they know every detail.
所以当他站在台上的时候，
So when he's on his turn,
那投手捕手两个人中间就在 communicate.
So the pitcher and the catcher, they're communicating.
他们很多动作，对不对？
They have many signals.
他们怎么样子让这个人失败？
They figured out the strategy to defeat this.
从来没有说我怎么丢一个球让他打全垒打的，对不对？
They never ever think about how to pitch so that he can hit a home run.
他们想尽方法让这个人无功而返，羞羞愧愧的下去。
They try all ways to defeat this person so that he would just be kicked out.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们都在从事一场严肃的征战。
The Bible tells us we are all engaged in a very serious warfare.
当我们这一天开始的时候。
Beginning of every day.
当我们在人生里面往前去的时候，
When we progress in our life,
仇敌对我们的强弱点比你自己了解的还清楚。
You know, our enemy knows about our strengths and weaknesses even more than we know about ourselves.
他每一球丢出来，他都是设计过的。
So every ball that he pitches is being designed.
弟兄姊妹，盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
You know, the thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
今天如果没有主怜悯我们的话，
Without the mercy of God,
我们从这个世界里面经过会经过的何等可怕。
Our journey through this world would be so miserable.
我不用去讲别人，不用讲在座的。
I don't have to talk about anyone else.
我不止多少次我曾经停下来想过。
You know, there's so many times I paused and thought,
我如果不是生长在一个基督教的家庭，我爸爸妈妈带我信主。
If I did not grow up in a Christian family,
不是因为他们在我们的面前给我们立下了好的榜样，影响了我们。
If my parents didn't set up a good example to influence me,
我有一个把握，我知道我今天不会站在这里。
I have this assurance that I will not be standing here today.
因为整个世界这样子的吸引我们。
Because this world is so attractive to me.
而我们里面对这个世界又这么有兴趣。
And I'm so interested in this world.
啊，这不是罪，这是铸造生命的本性。
It's not a sin, it's just the nature of our own selves.
你看看我们下一代的孩子们。
Look at our next generation.
我们今天如果要跟他说一些正面的教导，他们都没有兴趣的。
They're not interested in any teachings that we're trying to teach them.
但是地上的人做一些 video game 或是一些电视的一些东西，那样子的吸引他们。
But yeah, these video games and TV programs, they're so attractive to them.
你叫他们读书，他们坐在书桌上打盹。
If you ask them to study, they would just doze off on their desk.
你跟他们 family worship, 他们会看表什么时候会结束。
And they keep on watching, look at their watches during family worship.
啊，他们那样子的沉睡疲倦的情形。
And they're so tired and sleepy.
在你把电视一打开的时候，全部消失了。
But their sleepiness and drowsiness will all go away when you turn on the TV.
啊，你一跟他们说 ，OK， 你可以去玩半个小时的 game， 全人跳起来，整个精神都来了。
They all of a sudden become alive when you tell them to go play games.
傻孩子们是这样，大人一样，弟兄姊妹。
The same thing with adults.
所以今天仇敌借着各样世界上的事情。
So through all things in this world.
他要做一件事情
He's doing one thing、
啊、叫我们在神的路上出去
So that we would deviate from the way of God
他要叫人从神造人那个尊贵的价值里面堕落下去
So that we will fall from this very noble position that God created and put us、
啊、我们先来看两处的圣经
Let's look at some scripture verses
我们请看雅各书新约
Let's turn to the book of James
第一章
Chapter 1
我们先来看一下试探的本质和它的目的到底是什么。
Let's look at the nature and the purpose of temptation.
我们请看十二节，一直读到十五节。
Let's read from verse 12 to 14.
我们请一起来读。
Let's read together.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他们经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探不可说我是被神试探因为神不能被恶试探他也不试探人但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来罪既长成就生出死来好我们从这段的圣经看见好几件事情
So from this passage we learn several things
试探的本质是恶的
The nature ofTemptation is evil.
因为这里说到神不能被恶来试探。
Because it says God cannot be tempted by evil.
而试探不是从神来的。
And temptation does not come from God.
神从来不试探人。
God never tempts anyone.
他也不愿意被试探。
And he's not tempted.
来，弟兄姊妹，在这里说到个人被试探。
Yet it says when each one is tempted.
是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑。
It's being dragged away by its own evil desire.
而整个的结果，试探的目的是为了什么
？And what's the purpose of temptation?
叫我们的私欲会怀胎
，so that the evil desire will be conceived.
怀胎以后就生出罪。
After it's conceived, it will give birth to sin.
罪就生出死亡了。
And then sin will give birth to death.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？整个试探的 purpose 那个目的是什么
？Can we see the purpose of temptation?
叫我们犯罪。
So that we will sin.
然后我们这个人掉到死的光景里面。
That we will fall into a dead condition.
所以我们要过一个稳定的生活，弟兄姊妹。
So if we want to live a steadily life,
我们不能不来学习怎么样子来面对试探。
We need to learn how to face temptation.
我在这里讲到试探虽然会来。
It says even though temptations will surely come.
但是试探要成为罪啊，必须要有我们的私欲来配合。
But if temptation will become sin, it has to gain the cooperation of our evil desires.
啊，很有名的一句话，你不能阻止鸟从你头上飞过去。
There's a famous saying that you cannot stop birds from flying over your head.
但是你可以阻止它在你的头上筑巢。
But you can stop the birds from making a nest on your head.
今天撒旦用各样的方法在这里试探人。
Today Satan is tempting with all kinds of schemes.
但是试探能够成就他的目的。在于人私欲被他牵引诱惑。
But temptation can only achieve its purpose when the evil desire, when the desires is being dragged.
所以我们在讲面对试探的时候，这一点非常非常重要，弟兄姊妹一定要记得。
So this is a very important point that we have to remember.
中国人说的话，一个巴掌拍不响，对不对？
Chinese saying is that one hand cannot clap.
我请弟兄姊妹一起拍拍看。
Let's try to clap. When you clap two hands, you have clapped. Okay, let's do one more thing.
一只巴掌不要动。
Okay, put one hand.
另外一只去打它。 来，准备哈。 一, 二,
三。 Okay, hit it.
还是很大声，对不对？
Still very loud, right?
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天只要有两个同时存在, 罪就出来了。
So it takes two to sin.
不管谁主动。
No matter who is the initiator.
不管谁比较强,
no matter who's stronger.
你不要说我里面并没有犯罪的意念,是那个试探那么强突然出现在我眼中, 你没得怪的。
You can never excuse yourself saying that I have no desire to sin, but the temptation is too strong.
大卫那天睡到日头平息, 他不是想起来犯淫乱睡到台上去游行的。
That day, David slept until midday, but he didn't go up to the platform because he wanted to sin.
他不是带着一个犯淫乱的目的上去游行的。
He didn't go up to the platform with the desire to sin.
他好像一个没有动的掌一样。
It's like he was like a motionless hand.
但是仇敌的试探一下子那么强临到他的时候,
but when the temptation is so strong attacking him,
他里面动了，所以生出罪来。
His desire is conceived and it gives birth to sin.
那很多人犯错不是因为旁边有试探。
A lot of people sin is not because there's temptation.
所以那个强的是他里面的私欲突然很强。
So what's strong is the desire in his heart.
仇敌突然把一个思想放在他的里面。
The enemy can all of a sudden put a desire in his heart.
家里面没有任何东西会让他犯淫乱的事情。
There might not be anything around his house that might tempt him.
没有任何temptation在那里叫他犯淫乱。
There might not be any temptation around his house that to cause him to sin.
但是因为他的私欲已经先动起来。
But it's because his desire is being enticed.
而且动得这么强。
And it's so strong.
他可以离开一个没有办法让他犯罪的一个小房子，他出去找事情去犯罪。
So he can leave this safe home and go somewhere else to sin.
弟兄姊妹, 仇敌界的各样我们看得见摸得着的这些人事物和世界的诱惑，他来牵动我们的私欲。
The enemy is using all tangible things around us to drag our evil desire.
如果我们周围的环境是单纯的,
so if our environment is pure and simple,
他就借着一些堕落的思想进来影响我们，让我们采取行动。
Then he will inject some sinful thoughts and desires into our hearts.
所以如果我真的只有一个巴掌就好,
so if I only have one hand,
我不管轻拍也好，我用力拍也好, 没有声音出现。
It doesn't matter how strong I wave, there will not be sound.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到面对试探,
so when we talk about facing temptation,
我们知道试探的源头从撒旦来,
we know that the origin of temptation is from Satan.
试探的目的是要叫我们这个人犯罪,
and the purpose of temptation is to cause us to sin,
让我们从神的面前滑跌出去,
so that we will fall away from the face of God.
跟神的关系, 跟神的旨意上我们滑跌出去,
we'll fall away from the will of God.
而试探的方法, 它在我们身上产生的方法, 就是借着他给我们的环境, 跟我们的私欲的配合。
And then it takes two, the temptation and our desires to work together.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们要脱离试探在我们身上给我们的伤害的时候,
so if we want to run away from the damages of temptation,
我们需要从这两方面来面对我们的试探。
We need to face temptation from these two sides.
去掉任何一个巴掌,
take away one of them,
都会保守我们, 不叫我们掉到试探里面。
We'll be preserved not to fall into temptation.
然后我们没有办法离开这个世界去活着。
Then we can never leave this world.
你不能让你的孩子从小到大不让他看到电视机。
You cannot stop your kid from watching TV all his life.
所以我们还是会接触这个世界的。
It's inevitable that we come in contact with this world.
真正的解决是在解决我们里面这个人。
So the ultimate solution is in us.
但是并不是代表外面的环境不重要。
That doesn't mean that our environment is not important.
所以我们两面都讲。
So we'll talk about two sides.
一面讲到我们在主的面前，我们需要警醒，晓得试探这件事情。
On one hand, we have to be alert. We have to understand temptation.
彼得前书第五章第八节告诉我们,
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 tells us,
他说撒旦像吼叫的狮子遍地游行。
It says Satan prowls around like a roaring iron.
寻找可以吞吃的人。
And this lion is looking for someone to devour.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得，在我们每一天的生活里面，我们对我们的环境 我们需要在主的面前要小心谨慎地来面对。
So we need to be alert every day about our environment.
啊，问题是说，撒旦他虽然是一颗很凶的狮子。
Even though Satan is like a roaring lion.
但当他临靠近我们的时候。
But when he approaches us.
他永远不会用一个很凶的面貌来临近我们。
He never show his fierce face.
啊，从前在 Oregon 有一个家人，他们养了一种是狮子跟老虎啊所生出来的一种这个交配种啊，很奇怪的一种东西。
There was a family in Oregon. They had a hybrid of tiger and lion. It's a strange species.
那他把它养在家里面当 pet.
And then they raised this animal as a pet.
放在他的 garage 后院这边养着它。
In the backyard.
那有一次有一个小女孩跟她的爸爸妈妈到她家做客。
One day, a little girl with his parents went to this family as a guest.
啊，那个，我也不知道他叫什么东西。反正那个怪物就躺在笼子里面，好像乖乖的。
So that strange species was in a cage.
那小女孩就去 approach 他，想要从笼隔着笼子摸他一下。
So the little girl approached the cage and tried to touch the animal.
结果那个，我真的不知道他叫什么，一口就抓住他，把他整个手咬进去。
And that strange species suddenly grabbed the girl and.
他们怎么喊怎么叫把他拉不出来。
And then no matter how they tried, they couldn't save the little girl.
主人只好拿枪把那只动物给打死掉。
So the owner of the animal could do nothing but kill the animal.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦临到试探临到我们，都不是一个狰狞的面目来临到我们。
So when temptations approach us, it never shows its fierce face.
他永远装作光明的天使，或是一个很美丽的包装送到我们的眼前。
It's always packaged like a bright angel.
所以当所罗门写箴言的时候，他劝年轻的孩子要远避淫行、淫乱的事情。
So when King Solomon wrote Proverbs, he advises young people to flee away from adultery.
他说到那些不好的女人，当她来靠近你的时候。
He says when those adulterers approach you.
他说她的嘴滴下蜂蜜。
That her lips.Drip with honey.
就说到甜言蜜语，对不对
？Their tongues are sweet.
他说了，他的口比油更滑。
And says their speech is smoother than oil.
中国的油嘴滑舌，对不对
？They're smooth and smoother than oil.
然后他的舌头是一个谄媚的舌头。
And they have smooth tongue.
他永远在你面前说你好话。
They always compliment you, praise you.
哇，你好酷哦
！You're so cool.
你跟别人不一样。
And you're so unique.
啊，你不像那些 nerd 一样。
You're not like those nerds.
你很特别，你真的是很帅。
You're very special and you're so handsome.
弟兄姊妹，他就一步一步的就把我们带出去。
So step by step, like lead us away.
啊，虽然心中有诡诈的心思，圣经上讲。
Even though they have crafty intent.
但是他用谄媚的嘴逼着这些人跟他同行。
But yet they use smooth tongue to force them to follow them.
而最终把人带到像阴沉一样的苦毒里面。
So that they lead them into bitterness of sin.
把人带到两刃的刀剑的这个里面去。
And they lead them into a place with swords.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天的问题都不在于说，因为我们一下子知道是一个很坏的东西。
So the problem is that we do not discern right away this is bad.
他一点一点的来诱惑我们。
Step by step, gradually.
所以我们自己需要来洁净我们的环境，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, we need to cleanse and purify our environment.
啊，家里面不要去订那些色情的杂志。
Don't subscribe to pornography.
家里面不要去租那些不好的录影带。
Don't rent pornography videos.
当你自己把这些东西带到你的眼前来的时候
，When you bring these things in front of you,
你的私欲就容易被它牵引诱惑。
Then your desire is easily excited.
什么时候两个相遇，什么时候？就犯罪。
Whenever those two meet together, they give birth to sin.
所以我们需要对我们的环境要小心。
So we need to be careful about our environment.
罗马书十三章特别讲到，不要为肉体安排，去放纵肉体的情欲。
So Romans chapter 13 tells us, do not gratify the desires of the flesh.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries.If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.